Hello everyone, I'm Gary Robey with our call to worship and praise. The parable of the lost coin is a reminder of God's grace.
The love of God is greater far than tongue or pen can ever tell. It goes beyond the highest star and reaches to the lowest hell. Oh, love of God, how rich and pure, how measureless and strong. It shall forevermore endure the saints and angels' song.
From sky to sky. Oh, love of God, how rich and pure, how measureless and strong. It shall
the love of God
O Lord, our Heavenly Father, thank you for your faithful love. as described in detail by the parable of the prodigal son. God, we never cease to be amazed by the reality of how you have chosen us, revealed your Son to us through your word, convicted us of our sin, convinced us of our need for a Savior, and provided salvation as your gift to us. Help us to be encouraged by how valuable a treasure that you see in us as we consider the parable of the lost coin. We praise you again and again for your boundless love and grace that you've shown toward us through your plan of redemption, and that you show toward us every day through your forgiveness. Lord, bring us all closer to you today during this time of worship and praise to you. In the precious name of Jesus, we pray. Amen.
burden heavy as you bear it all alone. Does the road you travel harbor dangers yet unknown? Are you growing weary in the struggle of it all? Jesus will help. Just remember what to do. Reach out to Jesus. Reach out to Jesus. Yes, reach out to Jesus. He's reaching out to you. Thank you.
are listening to Call to Worship. Call to Worship is a one-hour radio program that includes beautiful music as a vehicle of worship and includes scripture reading and short devotional topic as well. Each song is carefully chosen to complement the topic while edifying the believer and as a testimony to the unsaved. All of this in an attitude of praise and worship. This ministry includes social media, such as a very interactive Facebook page, and you can also follow us on Twitter. Thank you for your letters and faithful support. Your tax-deductible donation can be sent to Call to Worship, P.O. Box 8753, Medford, Oregon, 97501. Thank you for worshiping with us today.
In a crowd, nothing to be proud about till he called my name. Just one among many, not a hero to anyone, but still he came. He said, "Child, you're special." I said, "How can it be?" Then he simply answered, "You were meant to be like me." And though I'll never understand the reason why, or what it was he saw in me through his loving eyes, hard to imagine why he chose me when he knows me better than I know myself. Before I knew to call for help, he chose me. What can I give with the life that I'm living? Is there some good I've done? What is it he sees that the Father was pleased to sacrifice his Son? A love such as this love I can't comprehend, but of one thing I'm certain, that love just never ends. And yet I'll never understand the reason why, or what he still sees in me through his loving eyes. Chose me. It's hard to imagine why he chose me when he knows me better than I know myself. Before I knew to call for help, a love such as this love I can't comprehend, but of one thing I'm certain, this love just never ends. And yet I'll never understand the reason why, or what he still sees in me through his loving eyes. He chose me. He chose me. He chose me.
Thy strength indeed is small, child of weakness, watch and pray, find in me thine all in all. Jesus paid it all to him. A crimson stain, he washed it white as snow. For nothing good have I, whereby thy grace to claim, I will wash my garments white in the blood of Calvary's Lamb. Jesus paid it all to him I owe. A crimson stain, he washed it white as snow. I stand in him complete. Jesus died my soul to save. My lips shall still repeat. Jesus paid it all to him I owe. A crimson stain, he washed it white as snow. Sin had left a crimson stain, he washed it white as snow.
Thank you for listening to our call to worship today as we look at the parable of the lost coin.
He sought me and bought me. his cleansing power. And cause the blind to see. And then I cried, dear Jesus, come and heal my broken spirit. And somehow Jesus came and brought to me the
The lost coin parable found in Luke 15 is rich with meanings for us. Before we dig into the ramifications of this, I'd like to share a personal story. Have you ever lost, misplaced, something that you really valued? No, I'm not talking about losing the TV remote. I mean something really important like your wallet or your cell phone. Well, about 10 years ago, my wife and I were blessed with the birth of little Dominic. When he was born, they did not expect him to live long. Dom is a precious young soul with special needs. Of course, I pray for him often, and shortly after he was born, I received a gray wristband that shows a ribbon and the words, "Prayer, do it for Dom." Not only has it been a constant reminder for me to pray for him and his family, but it has also allowed me to testify to the love and grace of our God that Dom is a miracle child. I've not taken the wristband off since I put it on. Then, a few weeks ago, I realized it was gone. It couldn't have been gone for long. I thoughtfully walked back to every place I was at for the past few days and could not find it. I reached out to family and friends asking them to pray with me about it. And I finally got to the point when I contacted Dom's parents asking if they still had any of the bracelets. Thank God they did and would send one to me. Although I was thankful, it would not have been the same. Then came the morning when, during my devotions, I came to the story of the lost coin. I immediately thought of my lost wristband, and yes, I couldn't help but sense that God was giving me hope that it would soon be found. And sure enough, just a few hours later, I found it. Hallelujah. And yes, I rejoiced, laughed when I saw it where it was, and I cried tears of happiness. The stories in Luke 15 are not just showing answers to prayer, but have a much deeper meaning regarding a loving, gracious God reaching out to lost souls. Now let's all consider the parable of the lost coin. Here's Luke 15. Or what a woman having 10 silver coins, if she loses one coin, does not light a lamp and sweep the house and seek diligently until she finds it. And when she has found it, she calls together her friends and neighbors, saying, "Rejoice with me, for I have found the coin that I had lost." Well, just so, I tell you, there is joy before the angels of God over one sinner who repents. There's joy in the presence of the angels, celebration. Folks, we should pray for the lost souls, those who have not yet believed. Satan wants us to get so caught up in the affairs of this world that we lose focus on what is eternal. When we get a grasp of the reality of what God has done for us, then we would be actively looking for opportunities to share that good news, the gospel, with everyone. We interact with people constantly. How many of them, do you imagine, have not heard the gospel yet? And if they have heard it, they weren't ready to respond. Aren't you happy that someone told you, and because they did, you now have a personal relationship with God and have peace, knowing that you will be in heaven for eternity, future, instead of eternal punishment in hell? Let's look a little closer. In the parable of the lost piece of silver, she has 10 pieces of silver, and out of them loses only one. And that which is lost is a piece of silver. The soul is likened to silver of intrinsic value and worth. This silver was likely lost in the dirt, just as a person's soul overwhelmed with the love of the world. She put a lot of work into her search, cleaning the house, even into the night. The woman lights a candle to look behind the door, under the table, and in every corner of the house. There's a great deal of care and pains taken in quest of it. This is symbolic of how God makes use of so much to bring lost souls home to Himself. The woman has a great deal of joy for finding it. "Rejoice with me," she says, "for I have found the piece which I had lost." Well, the parables of the lost coin is God searching for treasure of great value. Listen to Luke 19. "For the Son of Man is come to seek and to save that which was lost." Romans 10. "For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. And how then shall they call on him in whom they've not believed? And how shall they believe in him of whom they have not heard? And how shall they hear without a preacher? And how shall they preach except they be sent? As it is written, how beautiful are the feet of them that preach the gospel of peace and bring glad tidings of good things. So then, faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God." And finally, Mark 16, "And he," Christ, "said to them, go into all the world and proclaim the gospel to the whole creation. Whoever believes and is baptized will be saved, but whoever does not believe will be condemned."
Oh,
Our call to worship today has been invested in God's Word, spoken, and in song, while we heard the story of the lost coin. I sincerely hope that this time has been a valuable part of your worship. We'd love to hear from you. Our address is Call to Worship, Post Office Box 8753, Medford, Oregon 97501. If you're interested in learning more about God and how to obtain more fulfillment in life, talk to a local pastor. God loves you so much that He sent His Son Jesus into this world to give you new life. Christ can give fulfillment and purpose in life and help fill your heart and mind with healthy thoughts that will bring about kind and loving actions. God's Word makes it clear that there are many good things available from Him, but the greatest is His love. Please let us know when you make a decision by mail at Call to Worship, Post Office Box 8753, Medford, Oregon 97501, or contact us through our website, calltoworship.us. And while you're there, you can make your tax-deductible donation safely and securely right there on the website. You'll also find many tools to help you grow spiritually, and you'll find more information about our ministries. That's calltoworship.us. And now, until we answer the call to worship once again, from Mark 16, "And then Christ told them, 'Go into all the world and preach the good news to everyone. Anyone who believes and is baptized will be saved, but anyone who refuses to believe will be condemned.'"
We've come into your house and we've gathered. Shadow of your wings, so we purpose to obey.